Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Imagine, if you will, the eerie silence of a dark hallway stretching into the unknown. The kind of silence that creeps under your skin and fills the air with an unsettling weight. It's the kind of silence that comes just before something changes. Before something not quite human appears in the dark. This is the reality that Dustin faced, a young boy in a seemingly ordinary trailer, but it wasn't the typical childhood fear of the dark that plagued him. No, it was something far more sinister, a presence, an entity, that haunted not just his dreams, but his waking hours. For Dustin, the night was filled with shadows and the chilling sensation of being watched. Every night, he'd lie awake, dreading what might come from the end of the long, narrow hallway. And then it appeared, a figure made of reddish-orange dots, slowly moving toward him, its purpose unclear, but its presence undeniable. As he tried to make sense of the terror he felt, Dustin's reality seemed to blur with something far more disturbing, leaving him questioning his own sanity. Was it all in his mind, a product of childhood imagination? Or was there something darker lurking just out of sight? Something that thrived in the silence of the night? Let's get to the letter they write. Dear Tony, I still can't quite explain what happened to me when I was 8. It all started in that blue trailer, the one we had just moved into. It seemed normal at first, nothing out of the ordinary. I had my own room at the very end of the hallway, and that's where things started to go wrong. I'd been a scared kid, always afraid of the dark, of the unknown, but there was something different about that place. It wasn't just the typical childhood fear. There was a heavy, oppressive feeling in the air at night that I couldn't shake. Something about the way the trailer creaked and groaned made my skin crawl. It wasn't the wind. It felt more like something alive. At first, I chalked it up to being scared of the dark. What kid isn't, right? But it wasn't just the dark that got to me. It was the feeling that someone or something was watching me. My room was at the far end of the hallway, and there was always a patch of complete darkness beyond my door. I'd stare into it sometimes, almost hypnotically, as if my eyes couldn't look away. It felt like I was drawn to it, like something was calling to me from that void. Looking back, I know now that I was afraid of what I might see. It wasn't like a normal fear of the dark, though. It was something deeper. I remember feeling this constant unease, as if there was something in that dark space that wanted to come out. And then it happened. It was the first time I saw it. A figure. It wasn't clear at first. It was like a collection of reddish-orange dots floating in the darkness at the end of the hallway. At first, I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. I blinked, rubbed my eyes, but it was still there. A shape slowly moving toward me. It wasn't like a normal shadow or a person. It didn't have solid features, it was just these dots, arranged in the vague shape of a man, walking towards me, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. It wasn't just fear, it was like my body refused to react. The air around me felt colder, and I felt a chill run up my spine. It wasn't just a fleeting image, it didn't fade away or disappear. No, it stayed there, in the dark, slowly coming closer. The closer it got, the more I could feel the pressure in my chest, like something was pushing down on me. The hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I was frozen in place, unable to look away. I don't know how long it was before I snapped out of it. My first instinct was to close my eyes and run. I bolted out of my room, through the hallway, and into my parents' room. I never told them what I saw. I thought they would just think I was crazy. I didn't want to be the kid who saw ghosts, so I kept it to myself, but it didn't stop. It happened again and again. Each time it was the same figure, the same reddish-orange dots walking slowly toward me. Each time the terror was the same cold chill, the same knot in my stomach. I couldn't explain it. Every month, like clockwork, the figure would return. I didn't want to tell anyone, but I couldn't ignore it anymore. I started to dread the nights. I couldn't sleep in my room, couldn't sleep at all. I would stay up late watching TV until I couldn't keep my eyes open anymore. But even then, the terror would creep in because I knew the figure would be waiting for me when I closed my eyes. The last time it happened, I thought maybe I could handle it. Maybe I could just run through it like I had before, get to my parents' room and be safe. But that time I tripped, right on top of it. I felt it, though. It wasn't just a trip. It was like something was pulling me down. My body was stiff and I couldn't move. I was on the floor trying to get up, but I couldn't. I couldn't break free from whatever was holding me down. My heart raced in my chest and I could feel every inch of my skin tingling with fear. Eventually, I somehow managed to push myself off the ground and stumble into my parents' room, my heart still pounding in my ears. I didn't dare look back. After that, I swore I would never look at the hallway again. I kept my door shut tightly at night, and I avoided even thinking about that dark space. It worked, I guess, because the figure never showed up again. But to this day, I can't shake the feeling that something was there, something waiting for me. Something I couldn't see but knew was always just out of reach. I wish I could explain it, but I can't. All I know is that it was real. The feeling, the figure, it wasn't a dream or my imagination. It was something I saw, something that I felt. I just don't know what it was. After we moved to the new house, I thought maybe the nightmares and strange experiences would stop. The new place was bigger, older, one of the oldest houses in town. As my mom always liked to remind me. I thought maybe that would help, but it didn't. If anything, it made things worse. The moment we stepped inside, I felt it again, the heavy weight in the air, that oppressive feeling. It was as if the house was holding its breath, waiting. It wasn't the same as the trailer, but it was close. Something about it felt wrong. I thought I was just being paranoid, but my mom said she saw it too. One night she came running down the stairs, breathless, telling me she had seen a figure standing in the doorway. I remember her words clearly. It was a man, just standing there, watching us. She didn't know who it was, but she said he was there for a long time, just staring at her, before he disappeared into thin air. I tried to dismiss it, but I couldn't help but feel like there was something in the house, something we couldn't see. But that was very much present. It wasn't just my mom who felt it. I started hearing footsteps again, slow, deliberate steps coming from upstairs or the basement. Sometimes I'd hear doors creaking open, but no one would be there. It felt like someone was walking around just outside my vision, like they were watching me from the shadows. But the most terrifying part was the nightmares. They weren't just any nightmares. They were the same ones over and over again, as if the house was trying to tell me something. The nightmares were always about the same thing. I'd be walking up the stairs or down into the basement and something would grab me from behind. At first, it was just a feeling, cold hands grabbing my shoulders. But it quickly escalated. I started hearing voices. The voices would whisper my name, always from the shadows. Then the screaming would start. Not just one scream, but many. Like the house itself was alive with the sound of torment. And every time I'd try to run, but my legs would feel heavy, like I was moving through molasses, unable to escape. I remember one night I woke up in the middle of one of these dreams, my heart racing, drenched in sweat. I had the same feeling I'd had in the trailer, that same sense of being watched. I couldn't breathe. I tried to shake it off, but it felt like something was still in the room with me. I couldn't see anything, but the air was thick, too thick, like it was full of presence. That's the only way I can describe it. And then I heard the footsteps again from somewhere far off. I couldn't tell if they were in my dream or if they were real, but I knew they were coming closer. It wasn't just the upstairs or basement that felt haunted. The whole house had this strange, unsettling aura. I couldn't escape it no matter where I went. I'd even sleep in the living room for a while, anything to avoid the feeling of being trapped upstairs or in the basement. The first floor felt like the only safe place, but even there I could sense it, that eerie sensation, always just beyond my reach. What really bothered me, though, was the way things kept escalating. At first, it was just a few unsettling noises, a feeling of being watched, but soon I couldn't tell what was real anymore. The nightmares started bleeding into my waking life. I'd hear footsteps when no one was around, and sometimes I'd even feel a cold hand brush past my shoulder, like someone was right behind me. But when I turned around, nothing. I'd see shadows out of the corner of my eye, figures that weren't there when I looked directly at them. And sometimes, when I walked through the house, I'd swear I could hear whispers, low and indecipherable, coming from all directions. It was maddening. I never told my mom how bad it was getting. I didn't want to scare her more, but I knew something was wrong. I didn't think it was just my imagination anymore. I couldn't explain it. These things didn't make sense. No matter how much I tried to rationalize it, I knew something was happening. The house was alive with it. And the worst part, it felt like I was being pulled into something I couldn't escape. But just when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, something changed. I don't know if it was the house or if it was just me, but the nightmares stopped. The footsteps stopped. The whispers faded. It was like the house had gone quiet. I haven't had any more experiences like that since then. I don't know why it stopped, but I'm grateful it did. Still, I can't forget it. The feeling, the presence, the way it was there, just under the surface. I've tried to push it out of my mind, but every now and then, when I walk past a dark hallway or hear a strange sound, I can't help but wonder, was it just a bad dream? Or was something in those houses waiting? Thanks for taking the time to read this. Let's take a moment to reflect on Dustin's story. It's easy to dismiss unsettling experiences like these as mere imagination, especially when the mind is young and prone to fear. But as we've heard, these aren't just random childhood fears. There's something that haunted Dustin, something that followed him from one house to the next. The figure he saw, the reddish-orange dotted man, isn't a common apparition that we hear about in ghost stories. There's a haunting uniqueness to it, an imprint that seems to go beyond the typical ghostly encounters. Psychologically, this story tugs at something deeper than just fear. There's an element of isolation here, the sense that Dustin was going through these experiences alone, unsure of who or what to turn to for help. His rational mind tells him that he's imagining things, yet his body reacts in a way that suggests otherwise. The cold chills, the sense of being physically held down, these aren't mere figments of a child's imagination. They're deeply ingrained responses to terror, to something inexplicably real. And then there's the house. Not just any house, but one of the oldest in town. Could the house itself have been a conduit for these terrifying experiences? Some believe that older homes, especially those with a long history, can hold on to the energy of past events. It could be that Dustin, sensitive to his surroundings, was picking up on this energy, manifesting it into what seemed like a haunting presence. Could this be a case of residual hauntings where emotions, memories, or violent events leave an imprint that lingers in the physical space? But let's not discount the possibility of something more. We heard about footsteps when no one was around, whispers in the dark, and a feeling of being watched. Classic indicators of a haunting. Could these be manifestations of something truly paranormal? Or are they echoes of the mind, shaped by fear and anxiety, blending together into something we can't easily explain? What's most chilling is the way Dustin's experiences fade away once he moves into a new home. Did the entity simply follow him, or did he outgrow it? Could it be that the energy of his fears faded as he grew older, or was it a conscious decision to shut out the fear and allow himself to move on? The unanswered question remains, what was the entity? Was it a spirit trapped in the house, or just a projection of Dustin's own psychological struggles? And why did it stop? Was it simply time to let go, or was something else at play, something too mysterious to understand? Whatever the truth may be, this story lingers. There's a lesson in Dustin's experiences, a reminder that sometimes the things we fear the most are not always as clear as we'd like them to be. Sometimes it's the unknown, what lies in the shadows, that truly terrifies us, and the only thing we can do is try to outrun it, hoping it won't catch us. So what do you think? Was it just a series of vivid childhood nightmares, or is there something more to Dustin's story? Something still waiting in the dark?
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.